Hey everyone, welcome to our next edition of Taking Stock. I am excited to have two of my close colleagues and friends, Adoya Hidalgo and Hudson Rowland, join us for the topic of digital. And as you'll see pretty early on in this conversation, I'm going to challenge Adoya and Hudson and perhaps be a little bit cynical, which I tend to do every now and again. And really challenge them to crystallize what their definition of digital is, how that's different from technology initiatives that we've embarked upon through the years. They share a perspective that absolutely resonated with me, and I'm confident that it's going to resonate with you. So enjoy the conversation, and we'll talk to you on the other side. Hey, Adoya. Hey, Hudson. Welcome to Taking Stock. How you both doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having us, Steve.
No problem. Adoya, thanks for coming back.
Thank you.
Hudson, welcome for your first time.
Happy to be here.
For those listening, we're having some like massive like audio, video, like syncing up issues. So hopefully it's seamless to you all listening. But thank you both for joining. It was great seeing you both this weekend. We were in lovely Baltimore for our company meeting. So
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, great seeing you both. All right, so we're going to talk about a fun topic which could go in a multitude of different directions, and it's the topic of digital. And, you know, through the years, there's always these terms in the market that can mean so many different things to so many different people, and I think digital has taken the mantle with that right now. There's not a company in the market that doesn't have some sort of initiative that's tied to digital transformation. We need to become more digital. We have new digital officers within organizations. So my question to you both, and I'll start with you, Adoya, and it's quite a simple one. And if we think about this also through the lens of consumer products companies, how do you define digital?
Yeah, that's a great question, Steve, and a question that I know a lot of our clients, you know, are asking. You know, what is digital? How do we define it? But we like to think of it in a few different ways. And the first one is for our existing businesses, we like to think of it as focusing digital on either internal efforts or external efforts. And when we think about internal efforts, we're thinking about digital efforts that can really help optimize operations, become more efficient, and really get the existing business done better. On the other hand, you have more externally focused digital, and those are efforts that are really end customer facing. So in the case of consumer products, we're really talking about that end consumer. How can we reach that consumer better, engage with that consumer, get the information from that consumer, and ultimately drive a better experience? So as we think of that, you know, for existing businesses within an internal and external focus, there are a few key areas that we think of as we think of digital. If I start with that internal side of things, we can first think of really the digital tech. So as we look at our IT businesses, how can we help internal technology support business operations in a way that will make sure that the right technology enables and the right capabilities are leveraged? And so it's really about connecting IT with the different business functions and making sure that the right technology and the right integrations are in place to be able to enable all the strategies. On the other side, from an internal perspective, we also think about digital operational excellence. And this is really helping operations teams, supply chain teams, sales teams really optimize their existing business by digitizing further. And so we're really looking at driving operational efficiency, optimization, and ultimately really becoming more successful from an operations perspective. Then a lot of people really think of that external side when they think of digital. And when we think of that external side, it's really about reaching that consumer. And a lot of people do shortcut to that. When we think about that, it's a lot about digital marketing efforts. So what are companies doing to reach that consumer, engage that consumer better? How are they going to improve that engagement metric, drive conversion as well? And another one from an external side that's really important for digital is that e-commerce side. So how does e-commerce fit in the overall omnichannel strategy? How are we getting to that consumer in a digital perspective as well, whether that be e-commerce through customers or e-commerce from a direct-to-consumer perspective? So a long answer to your question, but that's a little bit how we like to think of it from a, you know, internal and external focus, and also kind of those key pillars under that as well.
That's awesome. I never really kind of thought through the simple framework of internal versus external. Hudson, good luck being on a podcast with Adoya. because every ounce of intelligent commentary is usually coming out of her. So you're going to have to find your way to work your way in. But in all seriousness, I appreciate that, Adoya. And Hudson, what other thoughts do you have? I don't know if in your experiences you've thought about it through that internal and external framework, but what could you add to that?
Yeah, it's a fantastic point, Adoya, and I completely agree. I think it always reminds me of in the book Discipline of Market Leaders, there's this idea of companies succeeding on either operational excellence, customer intimacy, or product excellence. And I think tying whatever your digital initiative is into your overall company strategy and figuring out, you know, where's your company trying to go and trying to align your digital initiative with the overall strategy is an imperative for any company. The other thing I would add, though, I think, Adoy, as you're talking through, you know, I completely agree with everything you've talked about with digital. But I think the trouble of defining digital is that tends to be a problem that our clients are having as well, right? So there's normally one key person or a team, a digital team or something like that, that's trying to drive an initiative forward. And they're also facing this issue of trying to define digital and trying to communicate that to their internal stakeholders, to their leadership teams. So I think it just kind of goes to that the first step of whatever initiative you're doing should be to clearly articulate what is in scope, you know, what's the purpose of this project, what's the business case, and really what are we biting off, and how are we going to deliver that for our company?
Yeah, I really like how you said that, Hudson. And you know, if you Google what the definition of digital is, I think Merriam-Webster says, you know, it's anything related to technology. So in that case, you know, 95% of what we do is digital. So that's a really fair point of, you know, what do you want to achieve with it? How is it being structured? You know, which teams are being involved? I think it's really important for organizations to take a step back and really start with that what and why. You know, what do they want to achieve? What are their business objectives, and how can digital be a tool to get there? Because ultimately, digital is more of that how to be an enabler of your business objectives.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason for a couple of things here that I wanted to bring you both in. For those listening, Adoya is part of the leadership team for our digital community and services within Clarkston, and Hudson leads our strategy and innovation group. So I think it's, you know, the kind of the why is such a critical component of when you think around digital. And the cynic in me, and I appreciate you said like 90 Merriam-Webster's definition, Adoya, because the cynic in me has said for a number of years, and you've debated me on this, but when I think of digital, you can almost replace everything you both said over the past 5 minutes with technology, right? You think about what do we need to do from a technology perspective to become more operationally efficient, to improve our supply chains, to improve our finance operations, to improve how we execute internally, coupled with how do we leverage technology to be more customer centric? How do we leverage technology to be more strategic in the market? So what I really want to understand is, are there differences? Are there specific tactical things that would be like, is digital technology 2.0? Is digital just the next kind of like further transformation of technology? Or what are some of the differences between kind of technology and digital? And I it's a very open-ended question, but curious if either you have a perspective on that.
Yeah. So I think,
go ahead.
Thanks, Hudson. I think it's an excellent question. And, you know, I think there is, in some ways you could say that, yes, you know, digital is in a large part technology. I think the difference is that digital also has a bit of a mindset behind it. So to really be able to make that shift to digital, it isn't just technology, and it isn't just making sure that the right tools are in place. And, you know, when we think about that, some of the key areas that we talk about with our clients as it relates to that mindset is, first of all, more of that end customer centricity. And so in the case of consumer products, it really is having that end consumer in mind and not just thinking of technology as an internal enabler or of a tool to reach that consumer without thinking of that consumer at the heart of that. So I think that's one of those kind of mindset shifts to be successful in digital. Another one that we think about is being agile. And so making that shift to really being more agile in the way that you do business, to be able to set up your businesses up for success, just because things change so quickly in the digital space. So the way you approach digital being agile and working agile just really helps set you up for success for that. And I think the third thing that I like to think about is really that test and learn mindset, which does come hand in hand with agile, but is slightly separate in the sense of, you know, in the past, people wanted to make sure things were 100% ready to go before the end consumer saw it. And that just doesn't fit with digital and making sure that you're successful in digital. So I think while technology from a tools perspective is, there's a big overlap with digital. Mm-hmm. I do think there's a bit of a mindset difference in organizations to actually be successful in how we see digital.
Right. Hudson, any additional kind of nuanced differences?
No, I completely agree. I mean, when you ask, you know, what's the difference between digital and technology? I just think digital is ubiquitous now in our lifestyle and in our work, right? So 10 years ago, we would not have been able to just jump on a call and talk, you know, across the from New Jersey to Chicago to Michigan. But it's a part of our everyday lifestyle right now, right? So it is this idea of digital are not just these huge digital initiatives, digital projects are not these huge milestone multi-year projects anymore, but it is a mindset shift toward, as Adoya said, towards testing and learning, toward getting out minimum viable products and really just trying to iterate and trying to get feedback and trying to make sure that you're continuing to have that digital mindset, if you will, to use the definition and the word in the definition, to make sure you're realizing business benefit.
Yeah, and I think the word ubiquitous is a great one. First off, Hudson, it's just a cool word, and you sound super smart when you say it. So good job. Digital is part of our lives outside of the workforce, right? Everything that we do is digital. And one of the interesting things over the recent years is that our digital capabilities at home have far outpaced our digital capabilities in the workforce. And I think this is just my personal opinion. I think part of the challenge for organizations is to catch up with the investments and the capabilities that people are experiencing, you know, at home, and to embed some of those capabilities into the workforce. So let's talk a little bit about digital in terms of how do you be successful, right? So what are some key enablers? I know you talked about Adoya, customer centricity, agile, test and learn, but if you are kind of making recommendations, like what are some key considerations that companies should be thinking about when they're embarking upon, you know, digital? And when I ask that question, maybe Hudson, we'll start with you with this one. Kind of, I would think about it through, you know, what are investments in digital capabilities in terms of like the tools that companies need to be successful, or their processes that need to improve, capabilities of kind of key stakeholders. Like what are some things that companies should be thinking about to get started or to be as effective in their digital journey as possible?
Yeah, that's a great question, Steve. Thanks for asking. I think I mentioned earlier the idea of trying to align your digital initiative with your business objectives, right? So you can use different frameworks. You can talk about your company strategy, like the discipline of market leaders. But overall, really what we're looking for is just kind of starting for defining what and why are we doing this project, right? So what's how is this digital initiative going to support the overall objectives? And this will help deter the kind of, you know, common practice of, you know, people hearing squirrel, 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 like digital. There's this cool project, or I downloaded this cool app. We need to do this as a company, but you can really easily be distracted by everything that's coming out and everything you're seeing. But if you're able to start with, why are we doing this? How is this going to drive our overall business objectives? That will really help provide clarity to the project. And then from there, kind of diving a little bit deeper into how is this digital initiative going to drive those overall objectives, right? Whether it's a customer facing project, an internal initiative, what are the benefits that we're going to see from this initiative? How are we going to drive those? And then how are we going to measure the outcome ultimately is really clear.
The measurement of the outcome is an interesting one. So Adoya, what are your thoughts in there? Because I would think if you think about some of the initiatives that might be strategic aligned with the business, some of those might be very obvious in terms of benefit to be realized and value that you're going to be able to realize for the organization. Some of those might be much less tangible. All right. So what are your thoughts around kind of how do you measure value associated with some of these digital initiatives?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think, you know, it's hard to give one standard answer just because there's so many things that digital can enable as you're thinking of, you know, the objective. But it is really important to take a step back and see, you know, what do we ultimately want to achieve? You know, if those are objectives, how are we going to measure that? So, you know, for instance, in the case of driving operational excellence, how are we going to actually, you know, measure that we're, for instance, saving time for people or budget as it relates to cost reduction? How are we going to truly set it up so that we can see that result? For the more digital marketing side, you know, if the end goal is, for instance, driving sales, well, how are we actually going to make sure that there is a higher conversion rate and ultimately more sales? And how are we going to make sure that we calculate it in a way that we know that it's incremental sales as well? Otherwise, obviously, you know, you're just shifting it. So really making sure that at the start, you're clear, to Hudson's point, on the objectives, but you also start thinking of what are the metrics that we're going to be putting in place so that we can actually hold ourselves accountable to see if there's success in digital. And it's really critical for businesses to be strict on that, because, you know, you don't want to go after the shiny object just because, you know, someone's, you know, saying squirrel. You want to make sure that you really do it in a way that helps your business. And I think, you know, for those listening that are familiar with Clarkston, we like to really talk about people, process, and technology. And that's something that really holds true for digital as well. So it's really looking at, what is the impact on the people? How are we going to govern it? For digital, there's a lot of questions often. A lot of, you know, people want to have that under their team, see it as their responsibility. So taking a step back and understanding who is going to be responsible for what part of the process, and how are we going to make sure that the teams are connected? Same for process. You know, does it fit within the standard process? Do we need to change the way we're working to make sure that we can enable it? And of course, the technology component, I think, for digital is obvious, but not just the new technology, but how does it fit in the existing ecosystem, and how can we make it better as a whole? So I think it does come down to kind of those key three things to really make it successful as well.
Yeah, that's a really great point, Adoy. And I think this should all sound familiar, right? These are these tenets of building a business case and identifying the objectives, making sure you're measuring post-project against your KPIs or whatever's included in your business case. Those are standard practices for any initiative, right? And a lot of times digital has this mystification of, oh, we're doing a digital project. It's the new thing, but really some of these tenets, some of these things are really standard, whether it was, whether it's an SAP implementation or a CRM implementation or some new kind of digital initiative that we're doing. Those basic practices should hold true across.
So if I'm playing back a lot of what I've heard, and I mentioned kind of the cynical point of view that I brought out earlier. So if we think about kind of your foundational technology initiatives, strategy, investments, what makes them digital is, in some ways, it's key tenets, as you referenced, Hudson. It is kind of ideas like Adoya, you mentioned, like a technology initiative that is much more customer centric, that adapts agile mindsets and philosophies, that adopts more of a test and learn mindset, right? These are things that kind of differentiate a technology initiative from a digital initiative. One final question that I have for you both, from a people perspective, I'm not talking about kind of broad organizational capabilities. I'm talking individual employees within an organization. What investments are needed there for individual employees to be able to adapt that digital mindset and to be effective in supporting these digital initiatives? Are organizations where they need to be, or are investments required for companies to get there?
That's a great question, Steve. I think when it comes to the people perspective, obviously there is as Adoya mentioned, there is a change in mindset. So I think helping guide the team along is critical in the success of any one of these digital initiatives. I think, you know, a lot of times we look at training kind of beforehand, before the project, to help people engage in this new mindset. So, you know, whether it's agile training or things like that, to help understand the new process. But really, I think the main thing that we see is it's kind of leadership engagement and really having a team from the top down that really embodies this new mindset. And if you have leaders and a team that's driving this engagement that are customer centric and they're making decisions that are focused on the customer, even one that you know, may increase scope or decrease scope, whatever, throughout the project. When you have a team that's agile and is willing to release projects that you know may not be 100% done, but you're willing to start with an MVP and then iterate and kind of embody this new mindset. That culture, that mindset from the top down, can really permeate throughout your organization. And having a leadership team and having key stakeholders really embody that can make a huge amount of difference.
Yeah, I fully agree. I think that's so important, and it's so important that it starts from the top. I think from a more tactical side, something that we also see our clients do, and something that we help our clients with, is depending on their maturity level. You know, if they're still more building out digital and it's a little bit newer, they often lean on partners, on different agencies, on, you know, consulting agencies, on vendors to really help them with those capabilities. And as they grow as an organization, it's really critical to work, you know, together with the HR team to really, you know, define, what do we want to do in-house versus when is the right moment to bring that internal? You know, what is the right, you know, investment level that we're making internally, the revenue we're getting from it, the focus area of it? When are we ready to bring some of those skill sets in-house? So this is you know, true for many, many things in for a business, but particularly as it relates to some digital capabilities, more the technical skills, but also for the data and analytics support around that, which is such critical enables to make anything digital successful. And so I think that's something that is really important, to start thinking of that balance of, at the beginning, you're very heavily focused on external support, and when is the right moment to start bringing that more in-house, and what is the business case for some of those capabilities?
Yeah, I appreciate, Adoy, you referencing data and analytics, because I also believe that is another key component of digital that helps enable digital success for organizations, and a key capability for companies to be successful.
Yes, without data and analytics, you can have a great strategy from a digital perspective, but you're never going to be able to do that test and learn, for instance, right, that we were talking about, and you're never going to be able to drive it further. So you do really need all three there in order to really drive to that next level of success.
And I think that's a great point, Adoya. And I think as you were talking, I just, my mind immediately went to, you know, from an organizational perspective, it sounded like you were already embodying that test and learn mindset, right? Of, as you start this project, be willing to test out using partners, test out, you know, hiring one or two people, maybe see how things work before you start to build out the full organization. But that was a great point. Thanks.
Thank you both very much. I enjoyed the discussion. I think there's a lot that we could dive into further, and I look forward to doing that in subsequent chats. I think, Hudson, you've earned a return opportunity. Nicely done.
Thank you, Steve.
Both have a great week, and we'll talk to you all soon. But thanks again for taking the time.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks for having us on.
All right. Thanks to Adoya and Hudson for joining me for this great discussion. Just as importantly, thank you to you all for taking some time to listen to brilliant minds and really providing a perspective around what digital means and some tactical steps that organizations need to take to be successful as they consider their digital journey. And I love the framework of thinking about the internal initiatives that are focused on operational efficiency and excellence, and then those external initiatives that within the CP industry are very much focused on the consumer, which makes a ton of sense, certainly. So thanks again, Adoy and Hudson, for joining, and I look forward to seeing y'all again soon on future conversations here on Taking Stock. Have a great day.